Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Wednesday, Red Sox fans. This is Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Grill at the Game, and I am so excited for today's episode. I teased this a little bit earlier in the week. Today's episode, Martin Perez is back, not just on the Boston Red Sox, but on Locked On Red Sox. He is my guest today. We chatted for a little while, caught up, and he is so happy to be staying in Boston for the 2021 season. And as always, I really appreciate just how much love he has for the fans, for the city. He really feels at home here, and you can tell from our conversation just how much it means to him to be back. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar, of course. Built Bar makes protein bars that taste like candy bars. 18 amazing flavors, each covered in 100% chocolate. And unlike the bricks on the protein bar market that will break your teeth, Built Bars are soft and easy to chew. They are good for you, but they also taste good, which is not always the case. But Built Bar is different. Each of their bars is low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and a high fiber. So if you are looking to lose or maintain weight, but you still want to indulge in a delicious treat, try Built Bars. For a limited time only, when you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you will get 20% off your next order. That promo code works if you're a first-time buyer or a repeat customer. So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off. And I don't know about you, but shopping for car parts is so intimidating. And I'm saying this as somebody who used to work for a car company. My first job out of college was working for Tesla, and I had to learn everything there was to know about Teslas and their competitors. But when it came to actually going to a mechanic or a traditional chain storefront, I was totally flummoxed. And the problem with going to one of those traditional chain storefronts is that there are so many makes and models of each car on the market nowadays that it is impossible for your chain storefront to stock all the parts that you might need, all the brands you might need. So you might end up going there for nothing. One of the best things about going to rockauto.com is that they have every part your car or truck might need and the lowest prices on the market. Did you know that when you go to those traditional chain storefronts, they are going to upcharge you 30, 50, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts that you could get for reliably low prices at rockauto.com? They have everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. When you go to rockauto.com, you are buying from a family business that has been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com today and shop all of the auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have reliably low prices, and their website is unique and easy to navigate. When you go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, make sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball will discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a Black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes. I'm happy to be back with the team, and I'm really excited to, you know, pitch for the Red Sox again.
Well, I know that Red Sox Nation is so excited that you're back. I'm so excited that you're back, and I'm so glad that you're back on the podcast so that we can catch up, because it feels like the off season's been really long, even though I spoke to you like 3 months ago. What have you been up to?
I was, you know, spending all my off season in Venezuela with my family. Just working out, enjoy my family. There's nothing that you can, I mean, you can do much down there because, you know, our country is not really good, but where I'm from and where I grew up, everything is okay. And I just, you know, spend the time with my family and, you know, trying to get ready for the season.
So has this off season felt different than normal, than, you know, what you would call a normal off season? Obviously every off season is different, but does a COVID off season feel different?
Yes. I mean, when I fly back to Venezuela and, you know, I just spend time in my house, and it's good because you don't have to wear a mask. You know, you don't have people, you know, behind you. Hey, wear your mask. Hey, do this, do that. I mean, was a little bit different, but at the same time, we're just trying to take care of our family. But, you know, it's hard situation right now around the world, and we have to, you know, learn how we need to live with the coronavirus. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, we'll have more choice.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy to think that about a month from now, it'll be the one-year anniversary of Boston shutting down for coronavirus, which is crazy.
Yes, it is. It is, but I think it's something that we need to learn, you know, with all this situation. You know, it's not easy because you live a life different. I mean, how you've been, you know, doing everything or how you've been living the life is totally different. But totally different, but, you know, like I say, it's something that God wants us to learn from this situation.
I definitely feel like the world needs a serious reality check. But let's talk about baseball, because I feel like there's so much, you know, COVID is just so much in every conversation right now. And I want to talk to you about baseball because I am so excited for baseball to finally come back. It was a little bit, you know, interesting with the Red Sox this offseason. Was there something specific that kind of turns the conversation around that led to you coming back? Was it different because Alex Cora is coming back? What kind of changed the conversation?
You know what? I come back because I feel good. The feeling that I feel last year was, you know, really special for me because I feel that I was growing up on the Red Sox organization. And I coming back because the fans, because the media people, and because Alex Cora is going to be back too. So, you know, it's something that I've been, you know, that there was a dream come true to play with Alex Cora, and now I'm going to have a chance to perform for him and for the organization, and especially for the fans. But like I said, I come back because I feel good, and I feel that I feel like a home. So that's why one of the reasons that I signed with the Red Sox game.
That's so amazing to hear, because I'm sure you know a lot of players really don't want to play in Boston because the fans are crazy and the media is crazy and we have such high expectations. So it's really nice to hear you say that you actually want to be here for all of those reasons that a lot of players maybe get kind of scared off by how intense Red Sox fans are?
Yeah. One thing that I always say is I'm never scared because we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But if you don't want the media to talk negative things about you or about your career, the only thing that you can do is just go up there and do your job. I mean, just go up there and give a chance to your team to win every five games. I mean, that's the only thing that we can do. I mean, control what you can control. And besides that, it's nothing that you can do. I mean, just prepare every 5 days. I mean, I just need to, you know, prepare my body, my mind for go out there and fight every 5 days and, you know, trying to put zeros on the score to make my team contribute to win the game.
I always think about Pedro in 2004. He just said, all I can do is go out there and pitch. Kind of saying, like, control what you can control, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to do too much, you're not. Don't think that you're going to get good results. I mean, if you go out there and then you enjoy what you do and you do, like, make the thing, you know, easy. Don't make the thing too hard because it's going to be hard to get wherever you're going to be. Trying to enjoy it. I mean, throw the ball where you want to throw the ball, and after you throw the ball, you can do anything because you don't control that. I mean, so that's pretty easy.
Exactly. So, all right, so you feel ready, and you talk about your mind, your body, everything has to be ready. So what do you do? Anything special that you have, like a tradition or a specific training or method that you use to make yourself just feel like you're 100% ready to go out there and shut down the Yankees for 7 innings?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think I don't change anything. I just do my off-season workout but trying to stretch my body a lot, just stretch my arm, do all the things that make me feel strong, and that's how I feel right now. I feel strong. I feel that I'm ready to get to spring training and do the job, and just trying to get ready, face hitters, and work on my pitches. But I think I don't change anything. I mean, the only thing that I change is just because I start doing bike, and it's really good because I feel strong my leg. But that's the only different thing that I do this off season.
So you've been doing like spinning or bike riding outside?
Outside with a couple of my family, and we do bike for like 2.5 hours every day.
Wow.
No. Yeah, and it was really fun because I ride a bike and everybody know that was me, and hey, Martin, how you doing? Can I take a picture? And I had to stop, take a picture, sign autograph, because where I come from is, a small town, and everybody know who is Martin Perez, and, I enjoyed that too, but, it was pretty fun.
That's so nice. I love riding my bike here, but I would recommend maybe don't ride a bike in Boston because the drivers are, I'm sure you've noticed, a little bit crazy. So maybe just ride around like the warning track at the ballpark or something if you want to do that during the season.
Yeah, I think during the season I don't have any plan to ride a bike in Boston because a lot of traffic too.
Yeah.
And I don't know the season well, but, just trying to maintain my body maintain my body strong and ready for pitch.
That's so good. And it's like good to hear that you're switching things up, because I feel like one of the things that you hear about a lot of players is that they really love their routine so much, even if it's the same routine they've had since they were 19 years old, and they don't change that routine. And then you're like, but you're not 19 years old anymore. I mean, if I stayed up all night like I did in college, I probably would want to die. You have to change your routine to adapt as you go on in your career.
Yeah, I mean, but one thing that I always say to like the younger guys, I always say, if you have a routine and that routine make you to the big league and you start in big league and you start getting like good results, winning games, hitting good, you do everything that you have to do, there's no way that you come on next year with different routine, everything is different. Don't think that you're going to have results quick. It's going to take time because it's something different than you trying, that your mind trying to process. So it's not easy to do new things and you put it on practice and you're going to go to the game and you're going to see, okay, I feel good, I start hitting good, I start pitching good. There's no way. It's going to take time. So that's why we have the certain routine. And you're going to have good games, you're going to have bad games, but that's just part of the life, that's just part of the business, that's part of baseball. So that's how I think, and that's how you need to do the things. I mean, and I'm never scared to try things because I've been trying a lot of things on my career, but I don't change all my routine. I mean, I'm just trying to agree something new on my mechanic, on my stuff, on my pitch stuff, and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to take time to your mind process what you're trying to do new,
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked last time about how it was kind of a bummer to be in Boston but not really be able to experience Boston. You couldn't have fans in the stands, you couldn't go out to eat dinner, you couldn't go do anything that a tourist would want to do if they were visiting the city. So hopefully this year things will be a little bit different. You know, we're all going to get those vaccines and things will get better. So you guys don't have to just sit in your apartments the whole time you're not at the ballpark. Is there something that you're most looking forward to doing in Boston besides having fans in the stands at Fenway Park?
One thing that I have on my mind and that I want to do is, you know, pitch a good game and see the faces of the fans. I mean, to see the people enjoy how I do my job. That's what one thing that I want to see. I want to see a fan happy. I want to see a fan to enjoy the game. I want to see a fan to have a time to don't spend too much time on the field last year and have a chance to come see us this year. I want to see a fan like enjoy the game, a fan happy. So that's one thing that I want to see. You know, we have to stay together to give it great games every day to the fans, because I mean they did a great job to us last year, support us, and I think it's time to us as a teammate to do the same for the fans.
I know that when fans are finally allowed in Fenway Park, it is going to be the most epic day in Boston, maybe in the history of the ballpark, because I mean, we are like, I literally went to Fenway Park 3 weeks ago and I couldn't go in, obviously, because you can't go in, but I was outside walking around and at one point I just leaned against the wall and I was like, let me in. I miss you so much. Like that's how Red Sox fans feel. I mean, it's crazy. I haven't been inside Fenway Park since December 2019 now. So, you know, I think that the day that you're talking about when fans are allowed in Fenway Park is going to be an absolute party. I think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And, you know, you've got a new manager. Well, he's a new manager for you, but for a lot of your teammates, he was already their manager. You got a lot of new teammates, some new pitchers in the rotation with you, Kike Hernandez. What do you think fans can expect from the 2021 Red Sox? Do you think that you guys are going to have a better year this year? Do you think that, you know, maybe there's like some postseason in your future?
I think we have to have a better year. We need to have a better year. I don't want to think, okay, we're going to be better than last year. No, we don't have excuse. I mean, we're going to play 162 games. It's not my excuse because, we're just only going to play 60 games. We may be not going to have a chance because we don't have a starter now. We don't have excuse. I mean, we have a good team. I mean, you don't have to have, big names on the team. I mean, all the 26 men have to be there, superstar. No way. Like I said, everybody know what they have to do. Everybody have to, you know, put things together. And at the end of the night, we just need to win the game. It don't matter how we win. It doesn't matter how you pitch. It doesn't matter how you hit the ball. The only thing that we have to focus is win games. And I think it's not an excuse for us because we have time to prepare. They're not going to stop the spring training again. We want to do everything what we've been doing the years before. So we have to have a great, good year. I mean, it's not an excuse. We have Alex back. We have new teammates, new players, new coaches. I mean, I think they've been doing things because they want us to win. So, like I say, I don't think so. The only thing that I can say is we have to have a good year. That's it.
Well, I'm fired up now. This makes me want baseball, like even more than I already did. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to come to Fenway and watch you pitch. Thank you so much for hopping on with me today again. And I'm very excited to finally come see you play at Fenway. I think it's going to be an amazing year.
Yeah. I want you just to tell you I appreciate for all the routine that you write for me. And, I mean, thank you so much, and I'll be available for you anytime.
You are the best. I cannot wait for the season to start. I'm wishing you an amazing spring training, good health, and a ton of strikeouts.
Thank you very much. That's cool. I mean, I'll give you a chance to hitters. I mean, just go out there and attack. That's the key.
I think the Red Sox are actually going to attack this year. I think people are underestimating them.
Like I say, it's not an excuse. We have to have a good year.
I love to hear that. That's exactly what Red Sox fans love to hear. They love to hear that their team is fired up. So I am going to let you go because I know you're very busy, but thank you so much. And I hope I will get to see you soon.
Yeah, take care. Have a great day.
You too. Talking to Martin has me so pumped for the 2021 Red Sox. And I have to be honest, I have not been feeling that way. I'm sure you can tell that from my podcasts last season and during the off season. But let's be real. It's not like there has been a ton to celebrate in Red Sox Nation this year or last. But I feel differently now. I don't know if it's just the fact that football is over and my mind kind of just shifts into baseball mode in February every year, the same way that at the end of the summer, I suddenly have an urge to buy fall clothing, even when it's still hot outside. I don't know. I'm in it now. I can see baseball coming down the pike. Fans are going to eventually be allowed at Fenway Park. I will be allowed to go into the press box. It doesn't feel real. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. I can't wait. And Martin talking about how high of a standard he holds himself to and his team, it just makes me feel like this year will be different. I'm not saying World Series. I'm not even saying wild card. I'm saying I think this team can have a 500 record. I do. I'm putting it out there right now. It is February 10th. It is very late at night. I am loopy and I am tired and I had a box of Valentine's chocolates from the drugstore for dinner. So maybe I'm crazy, but I think this Red Sox team is going to win at least 50% of their games. So thank you so much to the very wonderful Martin Perez for coming on today's episode and for just always being so wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at GFSTARR1. You can follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter at LO_Red Sox and at Locked On Red Sox, all one word, no underscores on Instagram. Don't ask me why they're different. And you can follow Martin Perez at MartinPerez54D on Twitter. Thank you so much again. Wear a mask. And as always, and very soon, because pitchers and catchers report next week, baby. Go Red Sox.